Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Braves Radio Network channel on the Podcast Park is brought to you by Truist Bank. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank.
Well, a good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome into Pregame Daily. Kevin and Chris with you here on the Atlanta Braves Radio Network. Braves off on Thursday. They're back at it tonight in New York. And obviously, Chris, it was a quick swing through Atlanta, just a two-game series. They do take care of business, though. It is a sweep over the Red Sox. And on Wednesday night, what a performance it was for Chris Sale against his former team. I don't know about you. I had a feeling he would dial up a good one. I felt like there was no middle ground. It was either going to go really, really well or really poorly for Sale. It certainly went very, very well against his former squad.
Yeah, it was nice to see actually the Braves staff pitch better than the Red Sox staff, which we had talked about for a couple of days as being arguably, if ERA is your barometer, the best pitching staff in baseball. So not only was it two wins coming off a bad road trip, but you beat the team that you beat. And your offense, certainly on Wednesday night, we'll look at Marcell Ozuna, you know, in particular. But understand that they're all beatable. If you hold them the way that Chris Sale did, boy, life becomes easy. And we had talked about that three-run home run thing and how life just gets easier for you. Well, if you get a guy like Sale on the mound the way he was on Wednesday, that could have held up on its own for sure.
Yeah, he wasn't going to need a ton of run support, but he gets three in the first from Marcell, another one from Orlando Arcia. This number blew me away, Chris. We know that the Braves hit a million home runs last year, but would you believe this was the first time they hit back-to-back home runs on Wednesday night? They did it 17 times in 2023. So if they want to top that, they better start picking up the pace a little bit here.
Yeah, I would say that one might stay in the books. That one might be a little bit safe because it's an ungodly number. It's a ridiculously big number. But yeah, look, it was good to see a little bit of offense. It was great to see what Chris Sale did. It was good to beat a team that had been certainly on the mound, as we said, maybe even better than their record. They're not a great offensive team. They're going to have moments, but they're not going to do much to wow you up and down their lineup. But coming off, again, a 1-5 road trip, you would have taken wins any way possible. It was just great to see Sale shut him down.
We joked about it, too, that the road trip was tough enough with the arms they faced in Seattle and Los Angeles. We said it's not going to get a whole lot easier coming home to take on those Red Sox. But, you know, look, they grinded out some at-bats. They made them pay. Yep. How about Marcell Ozuna? 6 career home runs against Nick Pivetta. Like, I don't even know how it's possible to have that much success against one guy.
Well, he certainly saw him, and Pivetta must have known it going into the building, and the fact that Marcell won round one the way that he did really helped the team out. It was a really good tone setter offensively for the team.
Coming into this season, I don't know what your expectations were of Chris Sale. I thought, you know, look, I was kind of cautiously optimistic hearing him talk about his health and his normal offseason. I don't know about you. He's sort of, exceeded my expectations. It's been great to see. He's a bulldog when he's on the mound. And I think I've really enjoyed listening to him talk. I know you've interviewed him a couple of times.
Yep.
To me, he's become one of my favorite guys to listen to sort of analyze and break down a start. What do you think?
Yeah, he's not a dig me guy. He uses we before I. I've noticed that. And it became we very quickly. You know, whether it was just driving over to Northport to be around the facility and to be around the training staff and the guys that were going to help him. Look, he had talked about it. It was the first time in years his offseason was normal from a health point of view. So he was ready to go into spring training, ready to do spring training stuff. And I think he probably had great respect for the way they treated him at Northport, because at that point, you're asking a veteran, what is it you'd like us to do? You're asking a veteran. You're not telling a veteran what to do. But remember, this guy was on a little bit of, I would imagine, mental shaky ground, because it had not been good for him. I think when you jive with guys, I think when everybody is sort of on the same page quickly, that made his spring training a little bit easier, which I think gave him an opportunity to attack, you know, his first couple of starts. I don't think he was feeling anything out, you know. I don't think he was feeling out the clubhouse. I don't think he was feeling out guys. I think all of that stuff got accomplished in spring training, so that gave him a leg up. Now, does it mean he's going to be 2018 version of Chris Sale? No. Does he feel better about himself going to the mound than he probably has for the last few years? No doubt. And that's done nothing but go up in that capacity. I love the fact that Chris Sale went home again last night, and whether it was the I showed them, and I'm not really sure he's got that in him. I think it's more about I've got to show everybody, not the Red Sox. I used the line with him. No one wants to go out a sucker, and he absolutely agreed with that. Nobody wants the career to get to the point where you're looking around going, boy, I know they really wish I wasn't on the mound tonight. Nobody wants to finish that, especially a guy who's had success. So, yeah, this is nothing but good news, the veteran part of it and the healthy part of it as well.
It's been fun to watch. Hopefully that continues moving forward. Braves head to New York for three starting tonight. Charlie Morton on the mound against Jose Quintana, another veteran getting the start here tonight. Charlie's seen the Mets a lot. New York sort of kind of been an up and down team so far this year. They went through a slow start. What were they, 0-5 or 0-6 to start the year? Then they ripped off a string of like six games in a row. They got back over 500. That sort of feels like sort of where they've been toiling here, though, for the last couple of weeks. They play really well for a few games. They don't play well for a few games. And we'll see now J.D. Martinez, the newest addition. We did not see him when the Mets were here in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. He's in that lineup. So another veteran bat. But looking forward to seeing how this one shakes out over the next couple of nights.
The Red Sox team that was in has a couple of few familiar names, but not really a ton. The Mets have a lot of familiar names. One of them that's not yet, though, is Christian Scott, the guy that's going to go up against Max Fried tomorrow. That Saturday afternoon game, Scott was the guy that we joked he got DeGrommed. He pitched a really good game his first time out. Six strikeouts in that game. Gave up a couple, but it was. I think he might have given up one, actually. It was really good, but they called it getting DeGrom because he got no offense that day. I'm looking forward to that matchup because you got the 30-year-old guy with a bunch of starts under his belt and Christian Scott, the right-hander who doesn't have much. I think Saturday afternoon's game could actually be as interesting, and I'm kind of curious to see if Scott has a good start. Met fans, I think, are going to get up on their feet every time he comes out of an inning when he finishes an inning, because they think they're looking for something to rally around up there. I think they're looking for a new toy, and maybe they think Christian Scott might actually be it.
That should be a good pitching matchup. He's off to a good start, and of course, Max Fried has done a really nice job. Gives up a couple of homers against the Dodgers last road trip, but ultimately what he has done over the last four or five starts has been really, really encouraging. Looking forward to tonight, Braves and Mets from the Big Apple. It's a three-game series. Remember, all three games are sort of in prime time. You got a couple of night games on Friday and Sunday night. And by the way, back-to-back Sunday night featured games.
Yeah. So
the Braves are going to get quite a good look at the national audience with the Mets and then the Padres back here at Truist Park coming up a week from Sunday. So if you have dinner plans for Sunday, well, change those because you're going to be watching and following Braves baseball with us on the next couple of Sunday nights.
Yep. And just to give a little clarity, Scott, his first major league start, it was 6 2/3 with those six strikeouts, one walk. Hmm. So he pitched well. And again, if I'm a Met fan, and not that I'm buying into hype of one start, but you want to buy into the hype of anything when it comes to believing you might have a pitcher who could help you in a season where you're looking to get back to be a postseason contender, I'm kind of curious to see how he pitches in front of the hometown crowd against a good lineup in Atlanta.
Yeah, it'll be a good challenge for him, no doubt about it. Looking forward to it. Braves and Mets, three-game series from Citi Field starting tonight. You and I will get together at 5:55 Eastern, Ford leadoff show, and then, of course, the first pitch with Ben Ingram and Kelly Johnson on the trip with the Braves this weekend. Looking forward to hearing Ben and Kelly on the call. 7:10 Eastern, 6:10 Central on the Fan, 680 The Fan mobile app, and wherever you may be in Braves country. If you are in the north side of the Atlanta metro area and you are looking for your next Toyota car, truck, or SUV, stop by and see my buddies at Beaver Toyota of Cumming. They're located right there on Buford Highway, just off of 400. They will take care of you. Their showroom's amazing. And if you want to start your car buying experience from home, from your office, wherever you may be, from your mobile phone, check out Beaver Direct. It is the newest and easiest way to shop for your next Toyota car, truck, or SUV, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. Weather was nasty yesterday, but I felt safe taking the little one out in my Tundra, the 2024 Tundra. So big thanks to Patrick and his entire staff there at Beaver Toyota and Beaver Direct. And of course, folks who will be maybe buying, it's buying and selling season, tax time.
Sure is.
Chris, and now folks starting to think about maybe buying or selling their next property, look no further than the fine folks up there at Lincoln Capital Advisors.
Yep. And if you're thinking about maybe because you have equity in the house, what might you be able to do with it? Is there maybe an investment property in your future? If you're upsizing or downsizing, Lincoln Capital Advisors can give you the smartest way to think about it with an approach that makes sense for you. Not everything is created equally in that world, for sure. What you want to do with your money, what your goals are, Lincoln Capital Advisors up in Roswell can absolutely put you in line with letting you know all of your options. That's why the word advisors is in their name. They know that you're going to need a little bit of help getting questions asked and answered, but you do have to know which ones they are. A lot of numbers, a lot of letters when it comes to mortgages. Lincoln Capital Advisors can take care of it all for you.
Braves off last night. They're back at it tonight. Braves and Mets, 7:10 Eastern from Citi Field. And we'll see you tonight at 5:55 Eastern for the Ford Leadoff Show right here on the Braves Radio Network.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business. And it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.